Cartels are recruiting army soldiers and now Texas National Guard for human smuggling. We've got two cases within the last 10 days or so. What's going on? Let's get into it. Here we go.
Allie Bradley is live in El Paso, Texas, after speaking exclusively to the former U.S. service member about how he was recruited. Hey, Allie.
Yeah, hey, Elizabeth. So these individuals are being recruited for this life-changing mission. No, it's not a military recruiter at a community event or a mall. It's a friend or a colleague promising you quick, easy money. And just like that, life changes.
Tell me that you made like a quick, $4,000 or $5,000 in the weekend.
23-year-old Brandon Broadhead says he joined the military to help pay for school after struggling with his studies during COVID.
I was like, I've always heard that the, military, the army will pay for your tuition. So I enlisted.
He says he had good intentions when he took an oath to protect and serve, inspired in part by his grandma.
She always told me growing up that, join something.
But then a friend connected him with a low-level cartel member who promised him $5,000 in cash if he smuggled migrants who had crossed the southern border into Texas. He says his mom was sick and unable to work, so he said yes. Broadhead headed down to Eagle Pass from Austin, where he picked up two migrants from Mexico, a female and a male who said they were cousins. He made it up to rural Kinney County, but was surprised by a pop-up tactical border patrol checkpoint. He turned around, which alerted law enforcement.
I'm realizing I have a really good life, and I'm kind of throwing it away. I have a really great life and blessed life, and I'm kind of made a huge mistake.
Anybody can be lured into this. I mean, they talk of big money, plus they're away from home, plus God only knows what their bills are. They're being lured into this on the promise of big money.
It's a similar story to the other Army soldier arrested at the same pop-up checkpoint. Texas Guard soldier Savion Johnson tried to outrun law enforcement before his vehicle was spiked and stopped, and he was pulled from that vehicle and arrested.
I think it's more widespread than anybody wants to believe. I mean, we've had law enforcement get involved in biker gangs, on the side. They end up getting ratted out. And now we've got the military involved in some of this stuff. It's just a matter of time before we catch somebody else.
Don't mind your back.
Now, Elizabeth, we did hear from the Army Reserve. They say that they are aware of this arrest. They are monitoring the situation. But, of course, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. Now, I want to add here that Brandon told me that he was okay sharing his story and okay talking with us here, Elizabeth, because he hopes that his story will prevent other young people from getting involved with these criminal organizations.
Yeah, let's hope so, Allie. It's a very chilling thing to hear that sheriff say it's more widespread than anybody actually knows. Allie Bradley reporting live from El Paso, Texas.
Yeah. Thank you, Allie, and other reporter there. The main reason I wanted to cover this topic was because we're going to watch another video, by the way, was because after that first, the National Guard kid, and these are all kids. These are all kids in their 20s, right? These kids, they're not making a ton of money. They're in the Army. They're in the National Guard, whatever their circumstances are. 4K, 5K, whatever it might be, that can be a life changer for those kids. So the lure of easy money, I mean, I think there's a whole lot more of this going on than we know about. But when two incidents like that happen, just kind of back to back, that's when you're like, okay, here's the bottom line. Nobody is immune from the lure of easy money. And the cartels are just, hey, it's a quick weekend trip. You just drive that roadway and away you go. Now, what I would say at this point is on my first trip down to Eagle Pass, I remember I was driving, it's like 10:30 at night. I'm coming into Eagle Pass. And I remember I'm heading south, and in the northbound lane, there was what appeared to be a checkpoint, almost like a way station for big rigs. Now, it wasn't that, But, you know, I've been driving for a couple of hours and I just flew in from Seattle and I'm just, you know, kind of dazed because big open skies, all that freedom in Texas that I don't have in Seattle. I remember driving thinking, what in the F is that all about over there in that lane? And there was a bunch of, you know, military guys wandering around, police looking ish. And they were stopping cars. I'm like, okay, is this a fruit fly station? You know, we've got checkpoints like that here in Washington. Okay, don't take the fruit flies from one county to the next. You got that kind of thing, right? And then on my way out, you know, multiple days later, I'm talking with my dad on the phone. I'm like, I'm coming up on Checkpoint Charlie here. And I gotta concentrate for a second. And then I pull up. I'm in line, not a very long line, a handful of cars. It's the middle of the day. I'm driving back to the San Antonio airport. And National Guard walks over on my side and says, no, passenger side. So I had to roll down the window. I had to figure out I'm in a rental car, roll down the window. And he looked in and he said, you know, what are you doing? Where are you going? I'm going to the airport, San Antonio. He looks at me, he goes, okay, have a good day. And I was on my way. Now, this wasn't a pop-up. That had been there for a while. So they've got these checkpoints. And this was maybe, I want to say 10 miles north of Eagle Pass. So they've got these bad boys set up to exactly catch what these kids are doing. And so, you know, had these kids known, hey, there are checkpoints and they're all going into northbound lanes because nobody's going southbound with the illegals, right? So one of these kids that got busted, he was caught turning around. And then that is, you do a U-ey on a two-lane major highway, because they're all kind of two-lane most of the way. You do a U-ey and you book it out of there. Yeah, they got something going on, right? So that's how they busted one of them. Let's take a look at the next video here. Let me get this up.
Trying to evade authorities, accused of trying to smuggle migrants into the U.S. Correspondent Allie Bradley joins us live. So, Allie, I'm curious, how was he caught?
Yeah, so multiple agencies responded to this incident here, Kelly, where this Texas State Guard soldier who was deployed from the McAllen area down to Eagle Pass under Governor Abbott's Operation Lone Star, he was busted on Sunday for attempting to transport an illegal immigrant further into the interior. So here's a look at that dash and body cam video that we were able to exclusively obtain here at News Nation of this incident, which happened on Highway 674 in Kinney County. That's a very hot spot for human smuggling, according to the sheriff. Now, this soldier reportedly approached a pop-up tactical checkpoint that was only operational for about 2 or 3 days. So he did not know that checkpoint was there. He turned around to avoid the search, and that's when a pursuit began. DPS picked up that pursuit, spiked the vehicle, eventually bringing it to a stop. Kinney County Sheriff's deputies arrived to assist with that arrest. You saw them pull that individual out of the vehicle to conduct, obviously, a search on him and also on the government vehicle he was driving. Sources tell me he didn't have access to the license plate reader system or any other technology that would have aided him in his efforts out there. He's now facing multiple felonies, including human smuggling and evading arrest. Mm-hmm. And he was actually also armed, so that escalated the level mm-hmm. of his infraction here. Take a listen to what the sheriff had to say.
Well, I'm sure that there's some that are being recruited. I'm sure that there's some that are just sitting back and watching, thinking that they know more than anybody else. I know how to get around this situation. If I smuggle one or two, nobody's going to know. Maybe he's done it once or twice before. And then in this particular case, there was that checkpoint that was thrown up and that he didn't expect, and he panicked. Who knows?
Now, Kelly, what we know here is sources say that he was offered between $5,000 and $6,000 to move this individual. That individual bailed from the vehicle, tried to abscond. Eventually, though, he gave himself up to authorities and was transported by Border Patrol, Kelly.
Wow. Is this a common occurrence, Allie, people who are supposed to be helping actually contributing to the problem?
Yeah, I wish we could say this never happens, right? But unfortunately, it does. Less than a year ago on the exact same road that this happened, which is likely why they popped up this tactical checkpoint, because as I mentioned, it is a hotspot for human smuggling. So take a look here at these two individuals. These two women, also National Guard soldiers, were arrested in June for human smuggling as well. Now, while they were down there, one of them was from San Antonio, the other from Louisiana. They were not there on a border mission at the time of their arrest. Now, Kelly, of course, I've reached out to Texas DPS, who is currently investigating this situation with the soldier on Sunday. I've also reached out to Governor Greg Abbott's office, of course, because this gentleman was deployed under Operation Lone Star. But Kelly, I have not heard back from either of those entities.
All right. Well, with those comments, Allie Bradley, thank you.
Who's this guy? Who's that guy wandering through the background there, right? Who was that guy? Ah, the Texas border. Just all kinds of ridiculousness going on, isn't there? So it was a pop-up. It was a pop-up checkpoint. And Kinney County is to the north of the Eagle Pass area. So, you know, three-day-old pop-up, these guys don't know it's there. And that's the reason they're, all of a sudden, just boom, it's there. The checkpoint, Charlie, that I went through, it was pretty established. Like, it had like a little single wide mobile home, something like that on it. Not to say that you can't just put one of those up, but it sounds like what these kids ran into, the Army and then the National Guard individuals, was more of a super temporary. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to, okay, they don't know we're here. Boom, grab these guys. Let's read this article. Let's get into it. Brandon Broadhead, 23, says that he joined the military to help pay for school after struggling with his studies during COVID. I was like, I've always heard the military, the Army will pay for your tuition, so I enlisted. He said he had good intentions. We heard him talk about that. He took an oath to protect and serve, inspired by his grandma. She always told me growing up to join, he said. And he got involved with a low-level cartel member. So my whole point to this is that the cartel has they have infiltrated just about everywhere. If you can get into the United States Army, if you can, crack that, I mean, who else is involved with this? Yeah. I mean, it's probably way more extensive than two women a year ago and a National Guard and an Army member. Because that's who they caught, right? That's who they caught. So what about the gotaways? Talk about the gotaways being the people who, the illegals who make it across the river and then get into the interior of the United States. And we just don't even know what those numbers are. Those are the numbers that are probably, takes out 11 million who are in the country right now. And who knows how many more are in the country based on that. So the low-level cartel members, they promised him $5,000 in cash if he smuggled migrants who would cross the border, southern border into Texas. Says his mom was sick. You don't want to make excuses for somebody. People make choices. And unfortunately, the choices that these kids made are going to impact the rest of their lives, because they're probably going to get, they're going to have a dishonorable discharge, I would imagine. I'm not sure what today's standards are in the military. I know it's wildly different than it was even maybe 20 years ago. But I don't think a military judge is going to say, it's okay, I'll let her go. You guys just need to really think about your commitment to keeping the border protected here. But if you think about it, what they did is basically exactly what Customs and Border Protection does, just gets people on their way. But in this case, they're doing more of a direct, they're doing it themselves and they're taking that risk, and they're not on official, they're not driving an official United States government vehicle paid for by us, by the taxpayers, getting paid $5,000 by the cartel, get somebody in. Dangerous, dangerous. These two kids' lives and the two women that we saw before, their lives, they're wrecked, right? They're wrecked. Broadhead headed to Eagle Pass from Austin, where he picked up two migrants from Mexico, a woman and a man who said they were cousins. He made it to rural Kinney County, but was surprised by a pop-up tactical border patrol checkpoint. He turned around. Oh, yeah. Instead of trying to get through that checkpoint, Now he's probably thinking, man, I should have just tried to go through and see what happened. It was probably so obvious though, right? A white kid, two illegals in the back seat, whatever it might have been. Hey, can I see your papers? Knowingly. Okay. Gonna have to have you step out of the car. I'm realizing I had a great life, Broadhead said. Huge mistake. Yes. Huge, huge mistake. One of those life changers. If you've had children, if you've had kids that have made, you know, terrible decisions, it's so painful as a parent to be sitting back going, oh my word, my kid chose to do that. Okay. Not good. Not good. If you've ever been called in the middle of the night by Officer Friendly or Friendlies, you know how that goes. And it's just not a lot of fun. And you hope that whatever your kid is involved with, it's nothing major and you can work it out and they can make better paths in life, right? But unfortunately, when you're in the military and you are involved in human smuggling, that is not going to end well, is it? I mean, the talk of big money, plus they're away from home, plus the government knows what their bills are, Co said. They're being lured into this because of the promise of big money. Simple as that. That's what you got going on. Simple as that. It's cash talks. It's a similar story to that of the Texas National Guard. That's the main story that we kind of looked at. Savion Johnson tried to outrun law enforcement before his vehicle was spiked and stopped, and he was pulled from the vehicle and arrested. Officials say cartels recruiting military members to help smuggle migrants is an alarming trend that likely won't stop anytime soon. Why would it? Why would it? The cartels are making enormous profits off of, you know, not only human smuggling drugs into the United States. I mean, just the list goes on and on and on, right? Human trafficking, sex trafficking, you name it, and it's going on. And while there's money involved, I mean, there's no cartel out there that's going to go, you know what? We've made a lot of good money here. I think we're going to do profit taking, you know, and stocks run up for a long enough time or the markets run up for a long enough time. There's a big sell-off. Everybody talks about, oh, we had some profit taking in the market today. Market moved downward. But no cartel is going to say, you know what? We've made a lot of money and we're just going to back off. No, that's not going to happen. I think it's more widespread than anybody wants to believe, Co said. I mean, we've had law enforcement getting involved with biker gangs on the side. You know, I mean, money is money. If somebody is, you know, hard up for cash, okay, risk return. Yeah, my future, 6K. All right, here's what we're going to do. And when you're young and you think you're invincible, all I got to do is drive a car in the highway, right? It's all I got to do. They end up getting ratted out, and now we've got the military involved in some of this stuff. It's just a matter of time before we get somebody else. Absolutely. Absolutely. So when the military is involved or law enforcement is involved, you know, I mean, kind of goes to show that nobody is immune from the almighty dollar. It's just, it's got to make good decisions, but not everybody's going to be able to do that. And these two kids here, they are hosed. Co says that authorities will follow up with him to see if he will provide information on the coordinators and the bigger fish in the whole scheme. He's going to rat him out. Is he going to rat him out? Yeah. I have to see what kind of deal he can cut, right? I'll follow up with this. If there is a follow-up, oftentimes the stories with the Army or National Guard, it's, you know, kind of mum is the word, because this whole news story is not a good look for the U.S. military or Texas National Guard. But what I would say in favor of all of the National Guard and Army that's out there and Texas Department of Military, you got like five or six different military entities in Texas right now on Operation Lone Star. And of all the thousands and thousands and thousands of Army members and National Guard and the other entities, you've only had a couple of busted. Well, that indicates to me the vast, vast majority of, you know, those in the military, they're doing their jobs. They want to secure the border. And, you know, you get a couple of bad apples. I don't think it's much more than that, but I think it's probably more widespread than, you know, a couple of stories. And the fact that Texas National Guard has set up these pop-ups, they know it's going on. So this story will be continued. And this stuff has been going on. You know, this is not just, oh my gosh, this is happening during the time of Operation Lone Star, which Greg Abbott put in place in, was it 2021 or 2022? I want to say 2021, but I'm not totally sure on that. But this kind of stuff has been going on. But now you're starting to see, you know, a few more news stories because everybody's focused on the border. It's a big, huge story. Just the whole way that this deal has gone down. Now you've got all the folks, you know, basically shifting. The numbers are shifting wildly to the Tucson sector in Arizona and also the San Diego sector in California because Texas is, they're pushing traffic to the west. With tactics like this and, you know, the more news stories that get out on the cartel is going to go, all right, how do we avoid this? Because this is cutting into our profit taking. So what do we do? Now, you shift to where they're not, you know, protecting the border, which is California, which is Arizona, which is New Mexico. And so that's literally what we've got going on. Some of the numbers on the number of Chinese nationals we could double last year's number this year in 2024 versus 2023. We could double or maybe even triple, probably not triple based on current numbers, but we could. We're in April, so we are, you know, a third of the way through the year, right? Maybe it's triple. You've just got a ton of Chinese nationals flying into Quito and taking a flight from Quito in Ecuador to Tijuana, and then getting a little ride, getting a $400 ride to about an hour east of San Diego where the border wall kind of stops. And that's where all the activity is going on. I did a podcast yesterday. I don't know if you've seen this, but the cartel is, you know, beaching boats right on the beach, you know, in Carlsbad, I think it was the story yesterday, and then also in La Jolla. I mean, could you imagine the residents of La Jolla, very expensive community in San Diego, very expensive, you know, beachside community, and some cartel boat just comes bombing into the shore and beaches it. You know, the engine's just dragging, the outboard engine is kind of up, and it's dragging through the sand, and then like 15 illegals pop up and run out, and they know where they're going, and they're going to go to a public street area, and they're going to hop in cars, and away they go. So, you know, that whole two if by land, one by sea, whatever that was, I don't even remember really what that was. I just remember learning that in school. But my point is by land, by sea, by air, they're coming in a million different ways. And then you've got the, you know, the one app, by Customs and Border Protection. All right, if you plug your information in here and you basically set up a time to come to the border, we'll, you know, bring you in. And if you've got a sponsor in the country and if you figured out a way to get here, we'll take you in. So, you know, the federals are just bringing people in left and right. So it's, you know, not even just the cartels doing this, you know, bombing people in on the shores, but also roadways. And these two kids here, their lives are hosed. And it's, yeah, that's terrible. But you also can't have people bringing illegals in from the cartel getting paid. That's a hard no-go too as well, right? Thank you so much for joining this podcast. If you haven't already, love to have you subscribe. Hit the like button if you enjoy this content. Share with friends and family. That's the greatest way to get this channel out to the public. Again, thanks for being here, and I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.